We get things underway this hour by getting on the telephone line and welcoming in our friend, actor Mark Cartier. Hello there, Mark.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Well, doing pretty well. How are you in these interesting times?
Oh, well, we're hunkered down. You know, we're going to have we're down here in Massachusetts, and we're going to have a stay-in-place order starting tomorrow down here. So,
have you lost a lot of work so far because of this?
A little bit. I think I was supposed to be doing some extra work on a film today, as a matter of fact, but that's not happening anytime in the foreseeable future.
Well, and people forget that folks in the arts community and actors like yourself often go from one job to the next. And if something happens to mess that up, you don't get income for that period.
Exactly. So it's not that we're not used to this, but it's going to be a little bit more prolonged than usual, I think.
Yeah, well, we hope we can straighten it out sooner rather than later. Hey, had a chance to see a brand new movie that you were a part of last night and absolutely loved, Blow the Man Down.
It's a real fun movie. We shot it about 2 years ago up in Harpswell, Maine. I'm not sure if you know where that is.
I do, yeah.
Brunswick. Just below Brunswick, those couple peninsulas that shoot down there. Gorgeous, gorgeous area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful scenery in the film. It's, I guess I would call it a black comedy, some very funny moments. It's dark at times, but wonderfully shot and edited and terrific acting as well. And you play essentially a Greek chorus of singing fishermen.
Right. Initially, I went up there really on a whim. I mean, I saw that the local New England SAG office, Screen Actors Guild, said that there was a film shooting up in Maine, and they were looking for local hires. And I work at the theater at Monmouth, which is about 25 miles from Brunswick, which is where they were having the auditions. And I said, yeah, I got places I could stay up there, people I could stay with, so why not? So I went up there. And I read for three different roles, none of which I was really right for. So it wasn't happening. And then about a month and a half later, they called me up and they said, can you sing? And I said, yeah, a little bit. So they said, we have these singing fishermen. Can you be here tomorrow? And I said, okay. And that's how that happened. It was that quick.
Well, it's a wonderful film and a great cast with June Squibb, who's awesome, Margot Martindale, and a friend of our show, Annette O'Toole. And I sent Annette a message last night and said, love the movie, and thought you nailed that main accent. And she got right back to me and said, oh my God, Rich, thank you. I was so worried about the accent. And then she also added, fun fact, June Squibb loves Scandinavian mysteries. That's good to know.
An obscure fun fact, yes.
Yeah. Now, did you get to work with any of the ladies, or did you shoot your parts independently of them?
Our stuff was pretty much independent. There was the first day of shooting actually took place in the little dive bar, which is right by the Cribstone Bridge on Bailey Island. I don't know if you know where that is.
I do, yeah.
And we were shooting in the little dive bar where Margot was in there, and the younger sister, and there was actually a karaoke set up in there, and we shot a karaoke sequence with her and the singing fisherman.
Oh man!
It didn't make it into the film.
Well, that's too bad because that sounds great.
It was a riot. It was very funny. We were dancing and singing to a Madonna song. I forget which one. Well, and I guess they also had Margot at one point doing karaoke, singing My Way, which is perfect for her character.
Well, the movie's terrific. A Blow the Man Down is available streaming right now on Amazon Prime. And yeah, that's one of the many things, and there are downsides too, but one of the great benefits of streaming video in this day and age is that you get a chance up here where we don't always get every release that plays in the smaller theaters and the art house theaters, but we do get a chance to see them, and it was wonderful to be able to watch it.
Yeah, you know, the film, it's hard enough to get a film made nowadays, and then it's hard to get into a festival, and this made it into the Tribeca Festival a year ago in New York City. And once you're in a festival, then you try to get a distributor. And they never really got a distributor that would get it into theaters, into even small art houses. But they were lucky enough to get Amazon. and this was the release date, so it timed out perfectly for this situation. Really, it was a, it was like a major release this week. Mm.
I read too that one of the guys who I guess is the lead of the Singing Fisherman is known for this for his shanties.
Yes, he specializes in that, and he actually was not part of the film when we initially shot it. We were singing, they weren't going to use our voices at all. We were singing to a pre-recorded track. And after they looked at that footage, they said, it just doesn't look right. We want someone who's really singing that style. And they found this guy, and we actually shot with him about 8 or 9 months after the film was originally shot.
Huh.
That's when they brought him in to shoot his sequences. And he's got a lovely voice.
Well, check it out on Amazon Prime, Blow the Man Down. Mark Cartier with us here on Downtown. We have to talk Beatles when we have you on, Mark. And I'm so excited to see that you've started posting again on your Beatles blog.
Yeah, I wound up doing a lot of theater last year, which is great because I won't get to do much this year. And so I wasn't blogging as often as I usually do. I think I took about an 8 or 10 month break from doing that. But I've gotten back into my alphabetical list, and next up will be George's "It's All Too Much." I'll be working on that in the next few days.
Can't wait to read that. And what's next in terms of reissues? Are we down to "Let It Be"? Is that about all that's left?
Yeah, that's it. That's the last 50th anniversary we're going to have is the final album, "Let It Be," which is not the best. But it's very interesting to talk about because the situations that created it was so, it took more than a year for it to come out. It was really quite a mess, the whole situation around that time. But what I'm more interested in is Peter Jackson working on
yes.
the Let It Be film, which supposedly is going to come out in the fall, I think September. He went back and he got all the footage from the Let It Be film, and he's found lots of stuff that they didn't use, and he's putting together a much better film, which I think is going to be fascinating to see.
Did you see the Ronnie Howard documentary?
Oh, yes. That was great. That was really great. I think they did a great job on that.
And I love it. And you know, it's hard to believe that after all these years later, you can still find things that no one has seen or heard before because no band has ever been written about and talked about more than the Beatles. And so for Ron Howard and then for Peter Jackson to find things that most of us haven't seen is just incredibly exciting.
Yeah, it's great. Well, you know, the Let It Be sessions, which are really or initially called the Get Back sessions, most of the bootleg material for the Beatles, at least more than half of it, is from those sessions because they just recorded for hours and hours and hours. And same for the film. They filmed them the whole time they were there. And it's shot on, I believe, 16 millimeter. It looks really grainy. It looks really old, but I bet Peter Jackson can do to that what he did to the World War I footage
right.
and like make that look fantastic.
And of course, there's already been sort of a new version, a different version of Let It Be that I think McCartney spearheaded, taking away some of that Phil Spector production.
Right. That was Let It Be Naked that came out back in 2003. It's already that old. Mm. 2003. And it's good. There's some good stuff in it, but it's still, we never get the original Get Back album that Glyn Johns put together for the Beatles.
That's right, yeah.
Which was really raw. You can find it as a bootleg. It's fascinating to listen to. They don't even finish one of the songs. What is it? I've Got a Feeling. They get to the part where John and Paul sing their parts simultaneously, and it breaks down. They don't even finish the song on that album.
Did you have a chance to read Peter Asher's book?
I've taken a look at it. Yeah. I remember your interview with him from, and it was fascinating. He's a great guy, and he was involved with so much. James Taylor, he brought James Taylor into Apple Records and all of that stuff. Just great stuff.
I love the story he told that he heard Help while they were still working on it, and he was going out. I think he told us it was a Dick Clark tour with a lot of the other 60s bands, and they're they're hanging out at the hotel one night, and he said, hey, I can play the next Beatles single. And he learned Help, and he played, and they're like, yeah, sure, that's the next Beatles single. And then about a week later, they released it, and he said, I was very proud of myself, and then I was a little bit embarrassed.
It's good having some inside knowledge in some situations.
Oh, yeah, I'd do the same thing if I was in that position. You kidding me? I'd be telling everybody that.
Yeah, because Paul McCartney was dating his sister, Jane Asher, who was a famous actress. And he had firsthand knowledge of everything that was going on.
And was staying right in the house or right down the hall from Peter.
Yeah, yeah. Paul was living there for a few years.
You know, that's the other thing, too, because I know, you know, McCartney's out and been touring again, and Ringo was supposed to be coming here to Bangor in June. That's still on for now, but especially with some of these tremendous artists that are a little bit older, you know, you hate the idea of losing out potentially on a whole season of them touring.
It's a shame. It's a shame. But, you know, just in this one week that we've been in this situation, it's been really great to see how many artists and actors and musicians and so forth have been just going online and posting something.
Mm, yes.
Just to get something out there, you know, just to sing for, you know, Neil Diamond doing his bit.
That was great.
Hysterical. It was great. And I think more and more of them, the longer this situation goes on, are going to reach out that way and be in touch with the fans and give us some, you know, some hope, something to look forward to, which we need right now.
Absolutely. That's what artists do. We appreciate them all and appreciate you as always, Mark. The new movie Mark is in, it's terrific, Blow the Man Down, available on Amazon Prime. Mark Cartier, thank you so much for being with us as always. Be well, stay safe down there, and we'll check in with you again, hopefully summertime, when hopefully you're up here working at Theater at Monmouth again.
We'll see if it happens.
All right.
Thanks for having me. It's always a blast, and best to your family, Rich.
Thank you. You too. Mark Cartier with us on Downtown.